శ్రీరూపం సగృజాతం సహగనరగ్నతన్వితం తం సుజీవం సాద్వైతం సవదూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణ పరం సహగనలలిత శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితం హే కృష్ణ కరుణ సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే
This evening from the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, from verses. This chapter is entitled Devotional Service. Beginning from the 15th verse.
Yasman no dvijate loko, lokan no dvijate chaya, harsha varsha payod vegaya, mukto yasa chame kriya.
Lord Krishna said,
he for whom no one is put into difficulty and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Purport, a few of a devotee's qualifications are further being described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Since a devotee is kind to everyone, he does not act in such a way as to put others into anxiety. At the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he is not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced that he is not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there's something for his sense gratification and his body. But when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he's expecting some retaliation from an enemy, he's in a state of fear. And when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. A devotee is always transcendental to all these disturbances. He was always transcendental to all these disturbances and is very dear to Krishna. So Krishna, of course, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the reservoir of all good qualities. These kind of qualities also become manifested within his devotee, because a devotee is one who is always associating with Krishna. Of course, those who reside eternally in the spiritual world, who are Nitya Siddha devotees, they can see Krishna at every moment. They are always absorbed in his service. And Krishna, similarly, he is always thinking of his devotees. So such devotees, of course, they are very godlike because of their close association with Krishna. So this is the natural constitutional position of the living being, to remain in that spiritual world, absorbed in devotional service. But Krishna has given a minute independence to the living being. So if the living being misuses his independence and comes to this material world, he becomes covered over by a material body. Once one is covered over by the material mind, the material senses, then his consciousness becomes very limited. He becomes small-minded. The word duratma is used, a cripple-minded person. So this is the position in the material world. Especially we can see the consciousness of animals, birds, like that. They're very attached to sense gratification. They're very fearful. If anybody will attack them, they're always in anxiety. It's like a bird is always looking here and there, or a dog, you see, is always sniffing and looking to satisfy their senses. If somebody raises a fist or throws a stone like that, he's immediately jumping and running. So a very fearful kind of consciousness. We see also human beings. They also, many of them have this kind of animalistic type of consciousness. Always just thinking how to find some sense pleasure, looking here and there. And at the same time, there's some difficulty that become very fearful and terrified. And of course, when there's a lot of people who are in that kind of consciousness, they disturb one another in different ways. Because everyone is feeling selfish, greedy. They think that the way to find pleasure is through the senses, but there's a limited amount of sense gratification available, so there's competition. It's like, we say, rat race. People are rushing around in the city, and they're trying to seek out some kind of sense gratification and becoming envious with one another, fighting with one another. In this condition, they're constantly putting one another in anxiety. So it's actually very unfortunate, a miserable state of consciousness. But a devotee, because he's associating with Krishna, he knows, why should I be so anxious over this little sense gratification in this material world? There's so much more pleasure and happiness available just by associating with Krishna. And in this age of Kali Yuga, of course, it is rare to find a devotee, someone who is absorbed in Krishna. But somehow or other, by the grace of the Lord, since he has incarnated as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has started this Sankirtan movement. Even in this most degraded and fallen age, persons can take advantage and get association of the Lord through the simple process of Harinam Sankirtan. Or as we were singing in that song, Shravanam Kirtanam, by hearing about Krishna, by chanting the glories of Krishna, Smaranam, by remembering it, and different service, by worshipping the deity, offering prayers, all these different kinds of activities of bhakti, they are means to be with Krishna, to remember Krishna in all circumstances and all times. So if someone is always with Krishna, then he feels greatly protected and satisfied. Just like, as we were listening to a class this morning called for Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, he was mentioning how Prabhupada, he said that if Krishna is by your side, you can challenge anybody. Just like a small child, if his father is there, he may say something to some other big man. He may abuse him or insult him or whatever. So similarly, Prabhupada said, he would call people rascals and fools and challenge the scientists and the philosophers. But he was completely fearless, he said, because Krishna is always with me, protecting me. So what is there to fear from anyone? So in this way, a devotee's consciousness is completely different from a non-devotee. A non-devotee is so limited in his perspective. He has no knowledge of the spiritual world. He's groveling around in this horrible little material situation. But the devotee, he may be living in this material world, but his consciousness is fixed on Krishna. And so his heart is very broad. Therefore he's called Mahatma. Devotee is a great soul. He doesn't have these kind of small-minded feelings toward other persons, but he just feels that Krishna is very kind, Krishna is very merciful, that Krishna can satisfy everyone. And so he himself, the devotee, just likes to remain engaged in Krishna's service in all circumstances and at all times. Just like it is said in the Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsham Paro Dharmo Ito Bhaktir Hoksaje Ahoituki Apatiyata Vayatma Supersidati. The highest occupation for all humanity is that by which one can attain loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the soul. But we are always looking for happiness in this world, peace, happiness, but it is completely readily available through the process of devotional service. So Prabhupada has given us a very wonderful society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We can get the opportunity to always have the association of devotees practically anywhere in the world. Somehow, myself, I've had the chance to travel to so many parts of the world. And everywhere there's a home. There's an ISKCON temple, there are so many devotees there. Come there, they'll give you prasad, and you can have kirtan, and worship the deities, beautiful deities everywhere. And so here in Singapore also, very nice to see Shri Radha Krishna, Jagannath Subhadra Baladev, Srisi Gaurinitai, Srila Prabhupada, they are all present to inspire us and to accept any service that we can render. So this is a wonderful creation of Srila Prabhupada, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it gives us a chance in every place, at all times, to remember Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, if one is interested in business, he can go to the Chamber of Commerce. And in Chamber of Commerce, there will be some discussion on business. That is the subject matter there. So similarly, if one is interested in spiritual life, he can come to ISKCON Temple. Sometimes Prabhupada, he said that the bars, brothels, these kind of places, they are in the mode of ignorance. But he said that the cities, they are in the mode of passion. Country, that is in the mode of goodness. But our ISKCON Temple, that is Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. So we should always keep ourselves then in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means freedom from anxiety. It means that everyone's attention is focused on Krishna, so there's nice cooperation between the devotees. Whereas the non-devotees, they don't have this kind of cooperation. And therefore, they created the United Nations to try to solve their problem, but the problem is still there are difficulties, wars going on. But the devotees, they're having the real United Nations, because everyone has the same interest to please Krishna and to serve Krishna. So I'll read the next verse here. Anapeksha suchir daksha udashino gata vyata savaramba parityagi yomad bhakta samet priya. My devotee who is not dependent on the ordinary course of activities, who is pure, expert, without cares, free from all pains, and not striving for some result, is very dear to me. Purport. Money may be offered to a devotee, but he should not struggle to acquire it. If automatically, by the grace of the Supreme, money comes to him, he is not agitated. Naturally, a devotee takes a bath at least twice in a day and rises early in the morning for devotional service. Thus he is naturally clean both inwardly and outwardly. A devotee is always expert because he fully knows the essence of all activities of life and he's convinced of the authority of the scriptures. A devotee never takes the part of a particular party. Therefore he is carefree. He is never pained because he is free from all designations. He knows that his body is a designation, so if there are some bodily pains, he is free. A pure devotee does not endeavor for anything which is against the principles of devotional service. For example, constructing a big building requires great energy, and a devotee does not take to such business if it does not benefit him by advancing his devotional service. He may construct a temple for the Lord, and for that he may take all kinds of anxiety, but he does not construct a big house for his personal relations. So in this way, a devotee in all circumstances should rely on Krishna. He shouldn't make too many plans for his own comfort, sense gratification. As soon as one starts to make those kind of plans, he becomes subjected to karma, and he becomes disturbed by the working of the material energy. If we try to control the material energy will kick back at us and will create all kinds of problems. So a devotee is very careful about dealing with the material energy. The devotee meditates on Krishna and he likes to be guided by Krishna in all circumstances. So he doesn't do things whimsically, but he thinks very carefully before he takes each action. He likes to consult with other devotees, because other devotees there also empowered by Krishna. So a devotee should know that. He should know that Krishna is speaking to him through the Vaishnavas, through spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, and the Shastra also, of course. So these are the sources of spiritual authority. So if one wants to be properly situated, he should always be thoughtful and keeping in mind how to follow nicely the instruction of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So in this way, even his dealings with the material energy, they are very controlled, and everything is done in such a way as it is offered to Krishna. So whatever he is obtaining from the material energy, he's using that in Krishna's service. He sees Krishna in all circumstances. So in that way, a devotee's consciousness is always spiritual or transcendental. Just like a lotus leaf, it rests on the surface of the water. Sometimes the water level goes up, sometimes it goes down, so the lotus leaf also goes up or down, but it doesn't become wet. So in the same way, if the devotee is fixed in Krishna consciousness, he may be moving here and there in this material world, but he doesn't actually become affected by Maya in any way. Of course, sometimes the devotee, if he's not advanced, he will become influenced by Maya. This is, we all have experience of being influenced by Maya to one degree or another. So the more one becomes influenced by Maya, the more he feels disturbed, anxiety, misery. So if one gets into that situation, he should realize what is happening. The devotee shouldn't allow himself just to drift completely into Maya and fall down from the platform of Krishna consciousness. No. He should be very vigilant. So if he feels that Maya is trying to influence him, immediately the devotee should take shelter of Krishna. And one should learn by mistake. If he makes a mistake, he should rectify that immediately and he shouldn't commit it again. Prabhupada said three kinds of person. First class person, simply by hearing, he knows what to do and what not to do. So he doesn't do foolish things. He keeps in Krishna consciousness. Second class, he becomes attracted by Maya. He does some foolish activity and he suffers, but then he realizes this is not good, so he doesn't do it again. And this way he remains fixed in Krishna consciousness. Third class, he does some nonsense, he gets some bad reaction, still he goes on doing it again and again. So he's a fool number one. But a devotee should not be foolish. If for any reason he becomes affected by Maya, he should become determined, let it not happen again. And one should try, endeavor by all means, to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness in all circumstances. Thus one can be actually, as is stated here, he can be carefree. The body is very joyous in all the activities that he's doing. But in order to do that, one must gain control of the mind and senses. As Krishna says in the fifth chapter, Yehi Samsparsa Jabhava, Dukha Yonaya Evate Adiyanta Banta Kontiya Nateshu Ramate Buddha. The devotee, he doesn't take pleasure in material sense gratification because he knows that such pleasures have a beginning and an end. So the wise man does not delight in them. Rather, the wise man, he controls the mind and senses, he disciplines. The senses are, they're compared to serpents. But if they're controlled, then it's like they're poison or the fangs are taken out. They cannot hurt us. So like that, one should not become godas. He should not be controlled by his mind and senses, but he should control his mind and senses. So the senses are controlled by always engaging them in Krishna's service. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained that there are different levels of becoming fixed in spiritual life. There is the bodily platform, there is the vocal platform, there's the mental platform, deeds, and then words, and then thoughts. So initially, we must start with the bodily functions by engaging our bodily function in Krishna's service, like only taking Krishna prasadam, when we are talking about Krishna, but that vocal, seeing, we can see the deity of the Lord, hearing, we hear the name of the Lord, and the glories of the Lord, working, we work for Krishna like that, in different ways, by engaging the senses according to a person's particular nature. You can serve Krishna full-time, that is very nice, or part-time, if he has to work. He can contribute something to help spread Krishna consciousness, or in his spare time he can do some service. So that the bodily organs then are engaged in Krishna's service. Then the words also, by chanting and by speaking about Krishna, gradually one can stop all kind of unnecessary talking. All his talk should be in some way Krishna conscious or connected with devotion. So then eventually one may gain control of the mind. The mind will only think of Krishna. So when a person can get to that platform where every thought, word, and deed are performed for Krishna, he's a very fortunate person. And Maya will keep away from him. He'll actually be fully absorbed in devotional service. So every devotee then, he must strive for this auspicious platform of Krishna consciousness, and in this way attain the highest truth. If one is, throughout his life, if he is absorbed in that way, when the time of death comes, he can go back to the spiritual world. It is not a very difficult thing. or for some reason, if he is not, if he has any attachment, just like Maharaj Bharat, he had some attachment to a deer, even though he was very advanced. Next life, he was born as a deer, but he could remember Krishna, and he was associating with devotees. And again, life after, he became a great devotee. That is, of course, unusual. Generally, if a devotee has some material attachment, he will take birth again in the devotee family. He'll carry on from where he left off. So Krishna says, in this path, there is no loss or diminution. So whatever one does for Krishna, Krishna appreciates that, and he helps the devotee to carry on with his devotional service. Even if there's some interruption, he helps the devotee later to take up devotional service again. So one should remember that. Krishna is Suridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the most dear friend and well-wisher of all living beings. So devotee is sometimes compared to a rich man's son. Rich man's son knows who is his father, and therefore he's always protected. His father's providing for him in so many ways. Whereas the orphan, he doesn't know who his father is, so he's suffering. So a materialist is like that. Even he may be a rich man in the material world, if he doesn't know who is God, then he's out in the wilderness. He's in a very unfortunate situation. Whereas a devotee, even if he's a poor man, actually he's a rich man, because he feels protected. He knows who is Krishna, and he knows Krishna is with him at every moment. Therefore, he's always in a secure position. So like that, a devotee, he should attain that platform of stability, not become disturbed or flustered in any circumstance. The material world, it is always in a fluctuating condition. So many crazy things are going on, disturbing, agitating situations. A devotee should be detached. You just remember Krishna and feel confident that Krishna will help overcome any difficulty. He will solve any problem if we just remember him. And that is Krishna's guarantee. In the 18th chapter, he says that if you become conscious of me, you can cross over all the obstacles of material life by my grace. But if you act out of false ego, not hearing me, he said, then you'll be lost. So even if sometimes we see there's some difficulty, and a weak devotee, he may lose faith, he may think he can make some other arrangement, some deal with Maya, some other activity he can perform, and he'll solve the problem. But as soon as he does that, he just gets himself further and further entangled in karma, and he becomes distanced from devotional service. Whereas a devotee who has got full faith in Krishna, he can't be budged from devotional service by any trick of Maya. So he knows that I have my service to do for Krishna. I'm going to carry it out to the best of my ability in any circumstance, come what may. There may be good fortune, there may be success, there may be failure. And the devotee is not flustered or moved. He's just like a rock, very solid. Just goes on steadily doing his service every day. He gets up early in the morning, takes bath, goes to Mangalarti, chants his rhymes carefully, goes to class, and takes some prasad, and then after that, does his service all day, works very hard, evening again, come, take a bath, go to kirtan, study, hear from Gita, like that. So in this way, a devotee activity, very simple, very straightforward, and in this way he remains always fixed on Krishna. So we should all aspire for that platform. It's actually not so difficult. It's simply a question of following the footsteps of the previous acharyas, and hearing, reading, studying plenty, because by reading Prabhupada's books, our intelligence becomes sharpened, our spiritual intelligence becomes developed, and we can understand what activities should be avoided and what activities should be accepted. So in that way, a devotee learns to discriminate between Maya and Krishna. So he always chooses Krishna in every circumstance. So we should endeavor hard to remain in Krishna. We should also pray to Krishna to help us. Devotee is always in a very prayerful mood, thinking, I am a fallen person, but Krishna is very merciful. Somehow or other, if I can remember Krishna, then Krishna will help me. He will solve all the problems. So this should be the mood of the devotee. In this way, he goes on with his devotional service. And thus, he becomes dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Even someone that tries to do something inimical to the devotee, he'll not retaliate, unless, of course, there is some question of that person is attacking other devotees, or the devotee may have to take some. Generally, he is even kind towards persons who are in some way inimical, tries to help them as best. He knows that their activities are done out of ignorance. they don't know what's best for them. So a devotee doesn't unnecessarily retaliate or argue with such persons. But some very demonic will just avoid the person. But many persons there, just out of ignorance, they don't know how to behave with the devotee. So just like a small child sometimes, he's behaving in a foolish way, but the parents are tolerant. They know the child is ignorant like that. So in the same way, in some foolish persons, they express some foolish understanding of Krishna consciousness, or they may do something silly. A devotee is not too flustered. He tries to help them, tries to preach to them or give them prasadam, help them to make some start on the path of devotional service. It is said by Kapila Dev, Tikshava Karunika Suridam Sarvadehinam Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Sadhabhushana. He said that the qualities of the devotee are that he is very tolerant, even in difficulty, and he is Karunika, he is very merciful, and likes to help others to advance. Suridam Sarvadehinam, he is friendly to all living beings. Ajata Satrava, he has no enemy. Santa, he is peaceful, he always abides by the scriptures. Sadhava, Sadhubhushana, all his characteristics are sublime. These are the ornaments of the devotee, Bhushana, ornaments. So like that, the devotee is endowed with all good qualities, because Krishna is full of good qualities. Automatically, by associating with him, these good qualities become manifested in the character of the devotee. So everyone should aspire then to make progress in Krishna consciousness so they can represent Krishna nicely. In this way, others will become attracted, take up Krishna consciousness, and we can expand the Krishna conscious movement more and more. So, Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. Any questions? So very centrally located, very nicely. So if everyone works together, just like Prabhupada said, if we have bamboos, one bamboo can easily break, but if there are many bamboos together, then there's more strength. So by regular association of devotees, regularly chanting together, hearing together, we get more strength and inspiration, and in this way we can attract more and more people to become devotees of Krishna. So we hope to get a chance to come here to Singapore to visit you time to time. And so thank you very much. Hare Krishna.